Most people are saving and dreaming of retirement so they can finally have time to do what they want, but what if you didn't have to wait? What if you could start to achieve this in as little as 90 days? Now, in this video, I'm gonna break down the three-step proven system to achieve time freedom fast. This isn't about chasing more zeros in your bank account. It's about creating a life where money serves you, not the other way around. I'm gonna show you how to get total freedom over your time, your income, and your purpose. Now, my name is Mark Moss. After building and exiting multiple businesses and now coaching thousands of entrepreneurs and investors, I've learned that the dream most people want is right in front of them. So let me show you how. Let's go. Now, before I break into the three steps that you need to do right away, let me give you the backstory so this makes sense to you. So my own story was when I was in high school, I used to go to my best friend's house all the time, and we'd always hang out there. And across the street, his neighbor across the street was always outside doing something. And he had like a boat, and he had a dirt bike, and he had an RV, and he had an off-road car. And he was always out working on them and taking off with his boat or with his dirt bike. And I remember at that stage thinking, that's what I want. I didn't know what he did for work. I never actually met the guy, but I remember seeing the lifestyle and I thought, that's what I want. And it gave me a target that I had. And so since then, my goal of my life wasn't like, I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a police officer like we were taught when we were kids, but rather, what is the life that I want? And then I worked backwards and designed a system from there. So that's how it works. Once you can identify what you want, you can reverse engineer how to get that. And let me show you how my three-step system works so you can do the same thing. Now, before we jump into the three-step system that you can follow, then I want to just let you know real quick, probably one of the biggest misconceptions that actually holds people back is they misunderstand how to do this. Most people think they either need to work in a job for 40 years and save forever, or the faster route would be to start a business, scale the business up, and exit the business with a big windfall so they could finally achieve that goal. The problem with it is a couple things. One, it's way too far delayed gratification for me, but more importantly, it's too big of a goal. You see, when it comes to goal settings, we need small milestones. We gain momentum as we start checking them off. And when you set this big goal of I need this big exit where I have to save for 40 years, you get to a point where it's like, why even bother? Or I'll start later because that's such a big goal. The beauty of this three-part system is it gives you small actionable steps that you can take each step of the way, which helps you avoid the trap that most people fall into of never getting started. So without further ado, let's dig in. Let's jump right into step number one, reclaiming your time. So in order to reclaim your time, you either need to outsource, automate, or eliminate. That's what you do. Let's talk about outsourcing first. So you need to have a team. You need to have leverage with other people to do these lower level tasks. Now, whether you're a business owner, maybe you're a consultant, a sales rep, or something like that, you can find tasks that you can outsource to other people that are lower level than you for a lower price than you earn, and it frees up your time. But how do you do this is the key piece. Now, what I do is I create what I call engines that drive value or value engines. And I break them down into three classifications for my business. Let's focus on two right now. Number one is my acquisition engine. So if I'm a sales rep, I'm a consultant, I'm a business owner, how do I get customers coming in? How do I get income? How do they get here? And I would create this in a step-by-step process broken down so I can understand each step. So for example, in my business, for example, number one, you watch a YouTube video, then what? Then you click on a link, then what? You land on a page there where you're offered a free report or a guide, then what? Then they opt in and give me their email to get it, then what? Then they read the emails, then what? Then they hear about my products, then what? And you chase this down. If you're a sales rep, or I went to a meeting, okay, then what? I talked to five people, then what? I got their business cards, then what, right? And so you can understand how this works. Once I've mapped out this acquisition engine, then I break it down into the individual tasks that need to be done for each of the steps. So I went to the meeting, I collected the business card, then what? Then I put them into my spreadsheet or my CRM. Then I contacted them, I send them this email sequence or whatever that step is. Once I've been able to map out the engine and all the tasks that are assigned to it, Now I have a system that I can delegate these individual tasks to somebody else. I can hire a virtual assistant in South America or in the Philippines for very cheap. I can delegate to somebody else in my office. Maybe like me, I delegate quite a bit of work over to my wife or whatever that looks like. But the first step is to understand what that acquisition process looks like. You might not believe this, or maybe you will, maybe you're one of them, but most of these entrepreneurs I coach can't even figure this out. And I can tell you that if you don't know how a customer gets into your business and gives you money, if that's not clear, they're never going to figure it out either. So that's number one. Number two, then the engines I would develop would be, what are the fulfillment engines? Great. So now I'm a sales rep. I've signed somebody up. What does it look like to get them enrolled into the product, to hand them off, to get their product installed or whatever that may look like? So number one, they get a fulfillment email. It has the information they need. Number two, they get a link to set a call or whatever that looks like. And so I would go through the business and map out all the different acquisition engines I have, all the ways that customers could give me money. Then I'd map out all the ways that I could fulfill on those customers. I would come up with all the tasks that are involved with those. And then I can understand what I need to pass off. Doing this step right here, and of course, having the people to delegate that to, which you could find in just a week or two, most likely, could save you 10 to 20 hours per week. At least that's sort of the average that we see with entrepreneurs that we work with. So that's sort of the one of the first steps that we'll do to start reclaiming our time. But the beauty of this is it's not just reclaiming our time. Once we're giving this engine to somebody else to run, the business can start to scale without us, meaning it typically would grow faster with you removed out of the situation than with you there, sort of as this gatekeeper or bottleneck that it has to go to. So now you've reclaimed your time and most likely your business is starting to grow faster. That's step number one, which then takes us to the next problem, or step number two, which is the O, or optimizing your income. Now you have income, again, whether you're working, you're a sales rep, a contractor, or a business owner, you have income, but most of us have a bucket the income goes into and it's full of holes in the bottom. Now, you could try to put water in even faster, but if you don't plug those holes, you're never going to really get that bucket filled up like you want. So how do we do that? There's a couple ways we do this. We can look at loans that we're paying, bills that are going out, interest we're paying, all those types of things. But let's talk about the big one. The big one is taxes. Now, most people, if you're at least self-employed, a contractor or a business owner, most people that I've worked with can save 20 to 30% on their tax obligations right out of the gate. So there's a handful of tax incentives that we need to understand as business owners that we can take. And the problem is your CPA is not the person to help you do this. Unfortunately, the CPA is not equipped to help you optimize your tax efficiency. What they are equipped to do is to help you file your taxes. They're great for that. You certainly need a CPA. I'm not trying to discredit them. You need a CPA as part of your team. But if you really want to optimize your income and get the biggest chunk of money back right away, you need a tax strategist. And a tax strategist will work with your CPA to show you how you can optimize your business and, more importantly, your assets. We'll get to that part next. So you can put the assets and the entities in the right structure to get the most tax efficiency, income efficiency, so you end up with more after-tax income. So now we've reclaimed time and our business is now growing faster without us. We need to add people to our team, specifically a tax strategist, where we can put a couple, typically 3 to 5 tax strategies in place to lower our tax bill 20 to 30% so we have more time and now we have more income. Once we have those two things, it's time to get to the fun part, which is step number three, which is the M in the ROM, or this is multiplying your wealth. Not increasing it, not adding to it, but I'm talking about multiplying your wealth. So now we're to the fun part, multiplying our wealth. And there's a couple different ways that I think about this. So number one, when I think about my wealth overall, I think about not just my money, but I think about my time freedom. So we've already talked about that. We got our time freedom. We're now having more after-tax income. But how do we grow that in the fastest way? And not just grow it, but again, multiply that. Well, there's a couple of things that I think about. Number one, we need to find the right assets. So when I talk about the right assets, I think about them in a couple different buckets. Number one, I think about scarce assets. So these might be beachfront property, real estate property, fine art, collectibles, old cars, Mona Lisa paintings, Bitcoin falls into this bucket, etc. Then I have assets that are energy intensive. So this would be like commodities. So to get uranium or nickel or copper out of the ground, you have to expend a lot of energy. And then third, we have assets that are neither scarce nor energy intensive. And I would typically put stocks into that, 401k, mutual fund, that type of stuff in there. So typically when I think about multiplying my wealth and putting money into an asset that's going to grow the fastest, I want to be in first category, which is scarce assets. Maybe some in the energy intensive assets as well. But really, if we want to multiply it, there's a completely different strategy. And I call it the velocity of money. Now, velocity of money is a term that is used in general economics, and it's used to measure how fast $1 moves through the economy. So for example, I go get lunch, I give them a dollar, they give that dollar to their food supplier, the food supplier gives the dollar to the gas station gives the dollar to, you get the point. And now that $1 has moved four times through the economy, creating $4 of economic growth, but there's only $1 in. And I like to apply that to my investments. You see, most people think about earning money and putting it into an investment one time. I like to think about how many times can I invest one single dollar? You see, if I can invest a dollar three times, I'm gonna grow faster than you. If I can invest a dollar five times or 10 times, I'm gonna grow even faster. And that is what we call multiplication. Now, how do we do that? Well, we do this by taking different assets and putting them into the right proper sequence and order in different types of vehicles. So for example, we use infinite banking concept vehicles. We use debt. We use loans. We use leverage. We use real estate for tax efficiency. We use other assets that are easy to borrow against like Bitcoin. And we stack them in the proper order with the tax efficiency from step number two to then be able to invest those dollars multiple times. Now, this is easy to understand from a basic real estate example. Let me just give you a super high level 101 on this. Let's just use real estate. Real estate is sort of elementary. Most people can understand this. So let's say that I buy a rental property somewhere in middle of America, $100,000 property. And let's just say that it needs to be fixed up. Maybe I need to build a new garage or a carport. I need to paint it. And I can bring some value to that. So I buy it for $100,000. After it's done, after I've put a new garage or carport or cleaned it up, now it's worth $125,000, $130,000. I could refinance that home and pull $10,000 out, which would then give me enough money to go buy another property. All right. So now I've put money into one property. I've pulled the money back out and now I've put it back into another property. I could put it into Bitcoin. Right now, Bitcoin's sitting at the $75,000 level. In a year from now, it's worth $150,000. I could borrow some of the money against my Bitcoin and then go put it into a piece of real estate that I could increase the value and then pull the money out of the real estate and go buy a new truck for my business to scale my business. You start to get the idea. So we're starting to stack different assets in different orders. Now, the sequence and the order of this are very important. We need to make sure we're using the right entities and we're using the right tax efficiency in order to achieve this. But this is how we scale our wealth through multiplication by investing the one single dollar multiple times. So you can see how this system works together. The ROM, reclaim our time first, to optimize our income so we're keeping more of it. And then ultimately, the money that we're keeping more of, we're multiplying it even faster. You want to use these three together in the proper sequence. Now, there's a template that most movies are made off of. It's called the hero's two journeys. And the reason why the hero has two journeys is because once the hero achieves what they set out to achieve, they realize that's not actually what they wanted all along and they wanted something different. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. Once you get your time back, you get your income back and you build up your wealth assets, you realize there's a lot more to life than just working for money. Money is not the goal. It's the first goal. It's something that we have to conquer first so we can get to the next level in life. All right, so that's the high level of the system, and hopefully that makes sense. Now, the reason why I wanted to break this down in steps for you like this, as opposed to the old train of thought of working for 40 years, so one day maybe I live long enough to achieve my goal, or I need to have this massive exit of a business I don't even have yet, and both of those goals are too far in front of us. However, this ROM system are things that you can start taking action on today. You can start to reclaim your time right now, today. The reason why is Money likes speed. You need to move fast in these things. I often use the old Chinese proverb that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. You didn't do that. The second best time to plant a tree is right now, today. And so that's what we want to do. Start by identifying the ways that you get money, mapping it out, and handing it off to somebody else. Get that going right now today. Let me know what you think in the comments down below if there's a way I can help you. If you'd like to know more about the velocity of money system and see that sketched out and how that works, you might want to watch this video right here, and I'll see you over there.